marijuana legalization also ushers in the return of the American hemp industry. Get the latest news from the author of Hemp Bound and Too High to Fail, Doug Fine, in our Hemp Day Hump Day update.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We got Doug Fine on the line for our Hemp Day Hump Day update. How you doing, Doug?
Oh, my gosh, I'm glowing. Just back from hemp harvests in four states, and boy, it's really happening. The dream in the ground is really happening.
Which four states have you been?
I've been to Oregon, Colorado, Vermont, and Kentucky.
Okay, let's start from east to west. Let's start with Vermont, a smallish northeastern state. What's going on with hemp in Vermont?
Vermont is what, so the everybody now is operating on this interim federal legalization where everything has to be for research. And the states that have done the best job of getting their farmers planting in the ground are what we call the Kentucky category. There are others that are like Vermont and Oregon are in between states where there is a program and it's legal to cultivate 26 states, but that the state hasn't been helping farmers get seed. So in Vermont, it's all about just getting it in the ground, learning, starting to build relationships in an industry, cultivation and processing, seed development and all of it. It's fascinating to watch. The Vermonters are their Yankees. They're the Minutemen and the Minutewomen, and they're get-it-done kind of folks, and they're very generous and understated, and it was great to be there.
Fantastic news coming out of Vermont, and let's move on to, let's go west now to Oregon here. We're starting our recreational sales tomorrow, but hemp is also getting some play here in the state. What's happening?
Yep, I'll be there next week for the Oregon Hemp Convention. Very, very excited about that. And we'll be covering it further, but basically it's the same deal in Oregon. Farmers transcending a state that wasn't quite ready, wasn't quite caught up for what had to happen for Oregon's farmers, for Oregon's economy, for Oregon's soil, and for the future of humanity. And they are catching up. That's how America works. The entrepreneur, the devotee, the driven folks get it done, and bureaucracy catches up, and I'm confident that will happen in Oregon. But the main thing is it was one of the best first years that could possibly be imagined in any state, although I should say Tennessee had a pretty kick butt one, too. I was just out at the Hemp Industries Association Conference in Kentucky, and we talked to the Tennesseans, and although it was a terrible weather year in the American South, they got it done, a lot of acreage.
Excellent. Now, when you look between the different states as they're working on their hemp crops, are they specializing in different ways? Is one state going toward, you know, fiber and another one going toward seed, or are they all varying in all the states?
It varies farm per farm. You know, in my books, in Hemp Bound and in First Legal Harvest, I propose what I'm now calling tri-cropping, this idea of trying to use one harvest or at least one farming cooperative, one farming sort of unit, community, to cultivate for the three legs of them are a seed flower application, so nutritive seed oil or nutraceutical flower extract, one fiber app at least, everything from nanotechnology to, you know, sandals, and one energy application, which is really in play in a place like Oregon and Kentucky. So you're seeing it very farm per farm, and some people really trying to do more than one application. But I've been traveling to and learning harvests from and documenting as a journalist all of the things we just described.
How are things going for the prospects of processing and the post-harvest lifespan of this hemp?
It's happening. Everybody is aware of the cart before the horse phenomenon.
Yeah.
And I can simply say that in every one of the states that I visited, processing is coming online at the same time the production.
All right. Well, that's good news. I know that one of the concerns here, like you said, was the cart before the horse aspect of having all this hemp to plant. And then once we harvest it, what are we going to do with it? What's the forecast as far as the next planting season? And how many more states do you think are going to get on board?
I'm sure the number of cultivating states is going to continue to climb, and we'll push 50. We're already past half the states. Hemp cultivation. As far as next year, it's easier for me to look at more of a 5 or even a 10 year schedule. When you're talking about 5 or 10 years, there's no question we're going to have farmers in at least, let's say, 30 states, if not more, cultivating significant acreage. Kentucky's agriculture commissioner told me the other day he believes that in 5 years, Kentucky will be speaking about hemp in the same way that, farmers of the region talk about things like corn, soy, cotton, tobacco, and others. It's going to be major. So there's nothing that can stop hemp now.
All right. Looking forward to that. And just from sea to shining sea, waves of hemp, just like it should have always been. What's next? I mean, you're doing the Oregon Hemp Convention. That's coming up here in just a couple of weekends on October, was it 10th and 11th that that's happening at the Oregon Convention Center. Are there other events to close out the year, or is that your final for 2015?
There are other ones. I want to mention this Oregon Hemp Convention because I'm very excited about it. Jerry Norton, the organizer of that conference, and I know you're speaking with it as well, very excited about that, Russ, maybe I can introduce you. He is about, this may sound woo-woo to people, but as I'm going to be speaking about in my own talks at the conference, he believes that putting in the unity and the love into the business plans is a fundamental part of the brand, and that is a key part of my message as well. So it's a great conference for everybody from all sides of cannabis to come. Besides a ton of hemp information, it's also the Oregon Medicinal Cannabis Cup. So it's just a 2-day event, and you really don't want to miss it. And it is about the fact that we can either think in terms of the 20th century economic model that left us our resources threatened and our climate in jeopardy for our children, or we can develop a locavore, regional, farmer-centric model that provides cultivators of all types of cannabis with an economy that's a model for the rest of the world. It's win-win. It helps the farmers. It's good for the customers. It's good for the earth. That's what we have to develop as we celebrate the victory here. My motto is, we won this thing. We won this drug war. It was hard work. People are listening to this, many of whom have suffered and been in jail, have suffered in other ways. Still, folks trying to do the right thing, pay taxes and can't get bank accounts, all that nonsense. And we won it, and we set the terms of surrender, and we're not going to make the mistake that the other, almost every other revolution has done, which is turning on each other, purges, letting new profit-minded or power-minded people move in with their own agenda. We are going to show unity and show that the world that a new economic model that benefits everyone, that's lucrative and provides real incomes while not hurting anyone is possible. And that's the model of the Oregon Hemp Conference. But after that, if folks check my events page, I have November in Santa Fe, December at the 10th fantastic Emerald Cup in Northern California, and on and on. Really looking forward to that, and hope to see folks at all those.
Yeah, those are great events, and I'm glad that you brought up the how this fits into a broader social need to re-examine our relationship with, you know, the economy's relationship with the planet and the other living species on this planet. And I think that's sometimes we get so buried in the thicket of dealing with the marijuana issue that we forget how interconnected it is with our food supply, our natural resources, our energy, and so forth.
I think that is what you just kind of said is probably my major message for Oregon that I'll harp on throughout the conference, which is that the higher altitude view is helpful to hear. Hearing about how the rest of the world is operating, how the rest of the cannabis economy is developing, the positive and you know, the yang in with the yin, mm-hmm. and how the world views Oregon. That's going to be the topic of one of my talk conferences, is that Oregon brand and what it means. And so it's not just woo-woo, let's all get along, let's do this right. It's if you want to succeed with that sustainable, outdoor, truly medicinal, folks, you know, in flannel and beautiful Cascade Mountains in the background, that's the brand that the rest of the world sees Oregon, we have to live it and put it into our business models right from the start. Otherwise, we're just going to blend it with the rest of the world's product. And there's tons of it.
Yeah, it's very important that we get that together and understand that we're stronger all together in this situation, and that we're developing, we get to develop this industry from the ground up, and it can look any way we want it to look. It's up to us to decide that and up to us to set those parameters. Doug Fine, you're doing such a great job out there covering hemp and everything that's happening. We always appreciate you calling into the show, and thanks for all your great work.
Likewise, Russ. I look forward to hearing what you have to say at the Hemp Convention and seeing you again in person.
All right. We will see you there. Oregon Hemp Convention is coming up on, what is that, October 10th and 11th here at the Oregon Convention Center. And I'm sure if you Google that, you'll be able to find out more information. Doug Fine is at Organic Cowboy out there on Twitter. And DougFine.com still for the website.
That is it. That's where you can get First Legal Harvest. Hemp Bound and Too High to Fail are available bookstores everywhere, but the hemp-printed First Legal Harvest is available at DougFine.com.
That's awesome. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Find out what's the latest in our Hump Day update. Thanks, Doug. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
All right. When we come back, we'll have time for a radical rant. Marijuana Policy Project is officially neutral on ending Ohio marijuana prohibition. Tell you how that went down. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I'm Radical Russ Belville, and you're listening to 420radio.org.